Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Babakama Membeis, Babakama 42a, pagination is 83. We'll start on the facing page, though, the last third of the page, at the end of a line, a two dots, Tafresh Tanu Rabbanon. Our topic is kofar, the special redemption payment that the owner of an animal would have to pay if his animal killed after it was already established to be a muad. It had a tendency for killing. In yesterday's session, we discussed how it could be that it killed three times and was not killed, because we know there's a rule that once an animal kills, we kill the animal. But in any case, the simplest example is that the animal escaped and the court never managed to implement that rule until the animal killed again, and now the owner has to pay kofar, a special redemption payment, because it killed again. And therefore, on some level, he's liable more strictly. The question that we address in this session is, what happens if a tam kills? Meaning, those earlier incidents where the animal killed, does the owner have some level of obligation to pay kofar? Namely, what's being considered, according to Rabbi Eliezer in this Gemara, is the possibility that just as the owner of a tam pays half damage until the animal becomes a muad, when he would pay full damage, so too, perhaps, the owner of this animal that killed would have to pay half kofar, whereas if it already had a track record and it was a muad for that, he would be paying, as the pasuk describes, full kofar. These psukim are found in Mishpatim, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Ches, where an animal gores and the animal gets killed because it killed. Ubaal Hashar Naki, but the owner of the animal is absolved, he's clean. Whereas in the next Pasuk, Pasuk Chaf Tes, Im Shar Nagahu, if it has a tendency to gore, it's a muad, then gamba olav yumas, there is a warrant or such on the owner, im kofar yushas olav, but he could pay his redemption money. And so, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, ubala sharnaki, when the pasuk says that the owner of the animal is clean, Rabbi Eliezer omer naki mechatzi kofar. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that this clean means he's absolved from paying half redemption money. As we outlined in our introduction, that was what I would have thought, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that just as a muad pays full, so a tam pays half. Amalo Rabbi Akiva said to him, that doesn't work. Valohu atzmo ein mishtalem en lo migufo. When a tam pays damages, it pays from the value of the animal. We discussed this in previous sessions, that a tam is paying half damage from the value of the animal, and if the half damage exceeds the value of the animal, he's absolved of that excess. Whereas a muad's owner is paying minho aliyah from his own assets regardless of the value of the animal. So Rabbi Akiva says, let's follow this logic through. You're assuming that just as by a tam you pay half damage, but that half damage is paid from the value of the animal. So too, you're going to pay half redemption. Says Rabbi Akiva, the owner can easily argue, Hevi ehu lebezdin, bring the animal to Bezdin, v'yishalim loch, and I'll be glad to pay you half of the redemption sum from the animal, just like damages paid from the animal migufo, so the redemption should be paid from the animal. And Rabbi Akiva obviously is saying that doesn't work, because the animal, if it was in Beis Din, would get killed, because it killed. And therefore, there's no room for this concept of redemption as a consideration. Omalo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said back to Rabbi Akiva's objection, Kachani be'enecha, is that my stature in your eyes that you thought that I was saying something that didn't make any sense at all? The animal's getting killed. Of course you can't pay kofar from the animal. Shedini bozer shechayiv misa, that I was saying my rule by an animal that if it was in Beis Din would get killed. Ein dini, my rule did not apply, elo except, in the following case. Kishehemis es ha'adam al pi eid echad o al pi bailim. If the animal killed and there's only one witness, so I would have thought one witness is enough to notify him that he needs redemption. But since it's a tam, I would have thought that he only pays half of redemption. Comes along the pasuk and says, Baal Hashar Naki, he's absolved, to tell you he doesn't have to pay anything at all. But indeed, there would be where to pay from, because the animal doesn't get killed if there's only one witness. Oapi Bailim, or if the owner himself admits that his animal killed. So I would have thought, just like a mu'ad pays full kofar, so maybe a tam case pays half kofar, because the owner admitted. Owner admitted is not enough to kill the animal, but owner admitted is enough to allow him to pay redemption money because he admitted. Asks the Gemara, that's not so simple. Al pi bailim, if the owner admitted, we have a rule, moda biknas, who? That a moda biknas is potter, and since redemption is assumed to be a fine, a knas, so he's not going to pay that amount, and it's irrelevant if it's a case where he admitted. And the Gemara answers, there is another way to understand kofar, not as a fine, perhaps because he didn't guard the animal after he was notified that it killed, but kasava kufra kapora, it could be it's not a fine, it's an atonement. And an atonement, it would make sense that he could pay even through an admission. The Gemara continues, Tanya Idach, there was another way to understand this response of Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Akiva. Omalo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva kachani be'inecha, that's the way you think of me, that I said something that doesn't make any sense. Shedini bezeh shechayiv misa, that I was saying it about an animal that's going to be put to death because it killed. Of course you don't pay kofar in that case, because tam would pay chatzi nezek migufo, so it would pay chatzi kofar migufo. Ein dini ela b'miskavin la'arugas ha'behim avarugas ha'odom. The case that I had in mind was when the animal intended to kill an animal, and it ended up accidentally killing a person. Asks the Gemara, okay, you have an answer why we're not killing the animal, because it didn't intend to kill a person. But nevertheless, there's a concept of kofar involved. Your animal killed. Hi, Omar Liberesha. Which one of these responses was said first? In other words, the Gemara assumes that this is not a discrepancy, that he said one or the other, and someone misquoted, but that in the course of dialogue over years, Rabbi Eliezer responded one way to Rabbi Akiva, and on a different occasion, he responded the other way. Which one happened first? Rav Kana mishmei derava ama miskavein. Rav Kana says that the miskavein, that he didn't intend to kill a person, is the case that he said first. Omar Liberesha, Rav Tivyumi mishmei derava amar hemis Omar Liberesha, and Rav Tivyumi says that the case that he killed with only one witness, or by admission, is the one that he said first. And we have to understand which one would logically be said first. But the understanding is that the case that he killed with one witness or through admission is not as good a response. As we discussed, it's not as good a response because if there's only one witness, maybe we don't do anything. There's no kofar. And if he admits, it could be that kofar is a kenas and he's totally potter. So that case of one witness or by his own admission is not as good a response to Rabbi Akiva, whereas the case of miskaven, that he didn't intend to kill a person and therefore we don't kill the animal, but we may impose kofar atonement on its owner, that's a far better scenario for Rabbi Eliezer to consider the possibility of chatzi kofar, which the pasuk Baal Ashar Naki had to exclude. So the question is, we know which one is a better answer, but which one would you say first? Rav Kana Mishmei D'Rava Amar Miskaven Amar L'Bereisha, he said the good one first. Mashal L'Tzayit Sheshol Adogim Min Hayom, an analogy would be a fisherman who's taking fish from the sea. Mishkach Rav Revi Shakil, he really wants the big ones. So when he finds the big ones, he takes them. Zutri Shakil, but if he finds small ones, he'll take them too. They also have value. And that's why he said the good answer first. And then he had some other answers. He said them too on a different occasion. So Miskaven was said first according to Rav Kana, and then later the case of Al Pi Ed Echad, one witness, or through personal admission. Rav Tevyumi Mishmei Derava Omar Hemis Amar Lebereisha. Rav Tevyumi says no, the case of one witness or personal admission was said first, and only afterwards did he come up with the real good one of Miskaven, that the animal did not intend to kill the person, and therefore we're considering in a case where the animal doesn't get killed, is there kofar? I'll make an analogy to a fisherman who's taking fish from the sea. Mishkach zutri shakil. He really wants big ones, but if he gets small ones, he takes them. But mishkach ravravi, but once he finds the big ones and he doesn't have room in the bucket for both, Shadi Zutri, he gets rid of the small ones, Vishaka Ravravi, and he just takes the big ones. And therefore, if Rabbi Eliezer would have thought of the case of Miskaven to explain his consideration, he would have said that and he would have been done. What happened was, he gave a suggestion that wasn't a perfect suggestion. It was Eid Echad, or personal admission, and those aren't such great examples. And therefore, only afterwards did he come up with Miskaven, because according to Rav Tevyumi, had he known Miskaven, he never would have suggested the other not such good answers. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.